a nephew of mine asked me yesterday, where is Hanukkah alluded to in Chumash? I think he was thinking about the word R. It's the eighth pasuk, the 25th word, the beginning of Chumash Bereishis. If you're looking for a remez in Chumash to Hanukkah, the Ramban points us to the laning for the last day of Hanukkah, the laning for Zos Hanukkah.
Right.
So let's take a look together. He opens our coin. Rashi, b'halos chalamin esuch haparshas menorah l'chanukas hanasim. How come? And it comes up in the laning. The parshas hanasim is the end of parshas naso, and in the weekly laning there's a break there, and then the chumash continues to speak about the mitzvah of hadlakas hamenorah, which has already been mentioned several times earlier in the chumash. So how come Rashi quotes, how come it appears again and specifically appears as a shoulder to shoulder with the Nesiim? The Fika Shara Aaron Chanukas HaNesiim Chol Shadaito. Aaron sees this whole panoply, this whole array of Nesiim, every day a different Nasi for each of the 12 Shvatim, is bringing these elaborate Karbanas, and it's 12 Shvatim with a sort of counting, as we know, that counts Yosef as double, it doesn't count Levi at all. So there's no Nasi of Levi. The Shevet Levi has no representation. Chal Shadaito, Shlahayim Ma'am B'chanukah, Lohu, Loshivto. He doesn't participate personally, and the entire Shevet Levi is excluded from the Chanukah HaMishkan. And Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha Shalcha Gedol Mishalahem. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash Tanchuma that Ba'aloscha is the response to the angst that Parshas Naso generated. Don't worry, what you have is greater than what they have. Sha'ata madlikim etivas haneris bokav erev. You're going to have the mitzvah hadlakas haneris. Lash and Rashi medrash agadah. So the Ramban is very positive. Long as barley lama nichma hadlakas haneris. Well, nichma victorious bokav erev. Question number one is, of all the things, why menorah? If I ask you what's a kohen's job? What's a kohen's special job? There are a lot of things you could think about. Hadlakas HaMenorah would not be number one. He says it could have been Ketores. Ketores is featured prominently in the Vezos HaBracha. Yasimu Ketorah Be'apecha. V'chalo Karbanos. V'minchas Chavitim. The whole array of Karbanos. All the Karbanos. And then if you want to focus specifically on the Kohen Gadol, you have the Minchas Chavitim, which a Karban Mincha, the Kohen Gadol in particular, is mitzvah to bring or to send every single day. And Avos Yom HaKippurim, Sheinu K'sher Lebo, Avos Yom HaKippurim needs to be done, as we know, by the Kohen Gadol exclusively. Nichlas V'Flav V'Fim, and then because the Avos Yom HaKippurim also has the unique aspect, it's the one time that he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or it could just be more generally, Ramban says, Shehu K'kidosh HaShem, Omeid B'Heichalo L'Shar Sol L'Vareich B'Shmo. Aaron and all the Kohanim have the capacity, have the opportunity to do avod, have the opportunity to enter the Heichal, have the opportunity to do avod in the Beis HaMikdash, the opportunity to give Birkas Kohanim, which, by the way, is mentioned in right before the Parshas HaNesiim. The Shevito Kulam, Ashar Se Elokeinu, and the entire Shevet Levi, the Kohanim in particular, the entire Shevet Levi, have a special role to play avod Hashem. So that's question number one. Is if there's a problem that needs solving, menorah seems like an unlikely. Shalom Aleichem, welcome in. If there's a problem with the Ramban and Parshas Ba'aloscha, if there's a problem that needs solving, if Aaron feels bad because he and his shevet did not participate in the Karbanos HaNesiim, so there are far better, more robust solutions. More robust response that Kadosh Baruch Hu can have than the fact that you have involved in Lakas Nor. How about Ketores? How about all the Avos HaKarbanos? How about specifically Minchas Chavitin, the Avos Kohen, the Avos Yom Kippurim, and so on and so forth? And of course, the irony is in the Ramban's first kasha is the participation and the unique role that Kohanim play in every single carbon was, in fact, on display and in force with these carbonos hanasim as well. Each nasi, Nachshon Bami Nadav and Asal Ben Suer and so on and so forth, every day a different nasi brings a set of carbonos to the Beis HaMikdash. But who actually does the avod? Who actually processes those carbonos? Obviously, Aaron and his sons. So the whole kasha, if there's a kasha, the answer there are more obvious answers than, well, don't worry, you have the menorah, the ode. The ode, Rabban says at this point, this is a separate question as well. Ma tam lachalichus hadas hazu? Hello, karbono gadol misham nesim shehikriv bayom mehem karbonos harbe kol yemei miluim. Who was being makriv all the karbonos? Aaron HaKohen. And there were so many other karbonos. The Rabban is stressing there were so many other karbonos that were being brave. Maybe you'll say, yes. There were many karbonos that had to be brought. There was the karbon Tamid, there was the karbon Musaf, the Musaf of Shabbos, and so on and so forth. And all the other karbonos that had to be brought for Miluim as well during the week of Miluim. But you'll say, well, those were Chova. V'nitztava b'hem. Aaron was required to bring those. V'chol shadayta shal hikriv nedava kemohem l'chanukas ha-mizbeach. So maybe a response to both of these questions is perhaps what Aaron was worried, what was bothered by, is that the Nesi'im had volunteered. Yes, they weren't actually bringing the karbanos, but they had volunteered to offer the karbanos, and he hadn't volunteered anything. Yes, he has many opportunities, in all of which he's mitzuvah. Avos Yom Kippurim, karbanos in general, Birkas Kohanim, those are all tzivulim. So maybe that's, Rabban says, maybe that's what the Medrash is driving at. The Aaron felt bad that he had not had the inspiration that they had to volunteer. The Rabban says, if that's the question, then what's the answer? If what concerned him was the fact that he hadn't volunteered, then Hadlakas HaMenorah is no better than anything else. That's also a chiv that comes to take care of. So Rabban said, there's something afoot. Rashi quoted this Medrash Tanchuma, but you gotta appreciate what the Medrash Tanchuma is driving at. In Yagada Azu, he said, Lidrosh Remez Min HaParsha Al Chanukah Shal Neiros Shahayisev Bayesheni Adi Aaron Ubanav. Rabban says, this what this Medrash is seeing in the Psukim, what this Medrash is seeing in the positioning of Bahaloschas HaNeiros immediately after the Chanukas HaMishkan Al Yidei And the Siyam, it's talking about our Chanukah. It's talking about the Chanukah's HaMikdash in the middle of the Bayis Sheni period, which was done, as we know, the Chashmonaim, the Chashmonaim, the Makabim, were Kohanim. Matis Yo Kohen Gadol. Inyan HaGadah Azul L'Rosh Remez Min HaParash Al Chanukah Shal Neiros. It's our Chanukah. Ritzoni, it was done like Aaron Ubanav, Ritzoni Lomar, Chashmonaim Kohen Gadol Ubanav. It was the leadership for Kohanim, and specifically Kohen Gadol. Uva Lashon has that now we have to figure out, okay, so what is the Nechama? So this is a different, it sounds like a different type of question, a different type of answer. So how do you understand this Medrash? So Rabban says, I found a second parallel Medrash that may help us get some more insight. Uva Lashon hazem et sasiyah ben Megillah star Rabbeinu Nissim. Rabbeinu Nissim, Rabbeinu Nissim quotes this Medrash in the following formulation. Ra'isi b'medrash. Rabbeinu Nissim quotes, he came across the following Medrash. Came in Sheikriv, v'shneim aser shvatim, v'hikriv shevet Levi. The 12 shvatim participate in the Chanukah's HaMishkan, and shevet Levi does not. And v'chulu, so the beginning of the Medrash is the same as what Rashi quotes. Chol shadaito, he wasn't involved. Lohu v'lo shifto. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here's where the medrash that the Ran quotes diverges from the way Rashi quotes it. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's your Baruch Hu's response? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Daber arva martav yuteh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell your brother as follows. Yesh Chanukah Acheres. Sheish Badlak Asner. There's going to be another Chanukah's HaMikdash, which will involve Hadlakas Nerz. Ani Osa Bali Yisrael, Ayidei Banecha, and I'm going to ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the vehicle, the human beings will be Rosh Hashanah Shluchim, will be descendants of Aaron. Nisim Uchua v'chanuka shekruya al shemam v'hi chanukas beis chashmonai. That's pretty explicit. U'lefika chismich parsha zu leparshas chanukas hamizbech. The way the Ran, the way Rabbi Nissen presents his medrash, it's clearly not a reference to the hadlakas hamanoi in the Beis HaMikdash that happened every day by the Kohanim. It's a reference to the Nisim of Chanukah in the middle of the Bayis Sheni period, for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shluchim were the Chashmonai family of Kohanim. And then he says, take a look at another version of Tanchuma. And the Medrash Rabbah. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Leich Emar LaAaron. Leich Emar LaAaron. Al Tisiyare, don't worry. L'gedola Mizos Atamuchan. You are prepared for something greater. You see, what the Medrash that he's about to quote is going to help us with, which we haven't yet seen, is what's the Nechama of Chanukah? What's the Nechama? In the original understanding of this Medrash, it was talking about the daily Hadlakas HaMenorah. I'm presuming the Nechama was, don't feel bad that the Nesiim had 12 special days. You're going to be involved every single day. So we understand, what Hadlakas HaMenorah brings to the table that the Karbonos HaNesiim do not. Of course, Rabban had said, we're not sure why specifically, uniquely, is there a focus on Hadlakas HaMenorah as opposed to any other Avodah Beis HaMikdash. All of them endure. All of them are ongoing, unlike the Chanukas HaMishkan. But now that the Ramban is coined Medrash after Medrash, that makes it clear that it's not about the daily Hadlakas Beis HaMikdash. It's about the Nes of Chanukah. So then the question is, how are they comparable at all? The Nesiim brought the Karbanos for the Chanukas HaMishkan, but don't worry, there's something else that's going to happen, Gedola Mizu. How is that Gedola Mizu? How is that Gedola Mizu? So you could have said, look, they're parallel in the sense that both of them were a chinuch, a Chanukah for a Mikdash. The Nesiim were participating in being Mechanech the Mishkan, and the Chashmonaim were being re-Mechanech the Bayis Sheni. Okay, so they are parallel in that sense. And certainly how is the Kohanim's role in the Chanukas HaMikdash greater than the Nesiim's role in the Chanukas HaMishkan? So I think that stands out as being pretty obvious in the sense that, the Nesiim played one part in a much larger construction project, in the much larger, project of the Mishkan. There was Betzalel, and there were all the people who were working on it, and then the Kohanim, and then also the Nesiim brought the opening Karbanos. They offered the opening Karbanos. Certainly, I think Al-Pi Pshuto, you would say, it's true that the Nesiim played a role in the Chanukas HaMishkan, but Kohanim will play the role in Chanukas Bayis Sheni. I think that's how we would have understood this Al-Pi Pshuto. We take a look at the next round of Midrashim that the Ramban quotes. They add something else also, which I think gets us thinking about a new layer of what Chanukah is all about. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Leich Emar LeAaron Al Tisarei, don't worry, Aaron. LeGedola Mizos Atamuchan. You have something, you're destined for something far greater than the role that the Nesiim are playing. How so? Not that the Nesiim were only one of many roles in the Chanukas HaMishkan, while the Chashmonai will be doing everything, all the stages of the Chanukas Bayis Sheni, they have both the Neis HaMelchama and the Neis HaShem and so forth, a different dimension. The Medrash has a different difference. HaKarbanos Kol Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Hei Noagim. Even thinking about Karbanos in general, even if you associate more broadly, the Nesiim are the first group of people to be bringing private Karbanos. They are the lead in terms of personal Karbanos. So even if we can identify all of Karbanos with the Nesiim, and that's already daunting, Aaron might have quite a significant Chalishus Hadas, Karbanos, the Nesiim are owning Karbanos, the Nesiim are the ones who are the lead on Karbanos, and we're the Kohanim, yes, come are participating in terms of avoda, but where are the come participating in terms of being balei hakarban? You'll come later, but in those first 12 days, it was all the shar shvatim. Says the medrash, karbanos are very, very significant. But kalzman shev es hamish kayim hem yorgim. Karbanos only have been a part of the experience of the Jewish people for 1,500 years or so, probably less. Of the period of the Bamos leading into the Bayis Rishon, and then several hundred more years of Bayis Sheni, that's it. And for the last 2,000 years, during Galus Bavel, and then for the last 2,000 years, we have been carbonless. Klal Yisrael has been bereft of karbanos. The Maariz Chayis has a suggestion in one place that perhaps there were individual Jews who were continuing to sneak onto the Har HaBayis during the first couple of centuries after the Churban, and they attempted to bring karbanos when the Romans weren't paying attention. But by and large, karbanos have not been brought for the last 2,000 years. Aval HaNeiros li'olam emul p'nei HaMenorah ha'iru. The Neiros are forever. V'chal HaBracha shenasati l'chal HaVarech hezbanai. As well as the brachas which I've given you to with which to bless my children, to bless the Kohanim are empowered to give Birkas Kam to Klal Yisrael, Einon B'Telem Li'olam. Though the Birkas Kam is also forever. Fascinating. Let's see how the Ramban looks at this. Davar Yadua, Shekisha Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim HaKarbanos B'Telem Nei Churbanu, Afa Neres B'Telos. Ramban says, how do you understand this medrash? It's clearly not a reference. This medrash, unlike the previous midrashim, did not explicitly mention Chanukah. The Rabbi says, but it must be referring to Chanukah, because we know that with the Churban Beis HaMikdash came both the end of Karbanos and the end of Hadlakas HaMenorah in Beis HaMikdash. Afaneris betales. Avala Ramzel Neris Chanukas Chashmonai. This medrash must also be, not as explicitly, but clearly is a reference to Chanukah, much as was the case in the Megillah Stare Medrash that he had previously quoted. Shehino Heges Af La'achar Churban Megalus Einam. So he says, that's fascinating. Rabban says that this is a reference to the Neris of Chanukah as well as Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim, which comes right before the Chanukah Sanasim. As a matter of fact, I think Sfardim begin the Kriyas HaTorah the first day of Chanukah, five Pesukim earlier. They include the Psukim of Birkas Kohen, which immediately precede the Karbanos of the Nesim. The Darshu Smuchim, the Chanukas HaNesim, Milfaneha, Umila Achareha, the Chavodo Shel Aaron. So the Medrash is pointing out that the bookends to the Karbanos HaNesim, the Birkas Kohen, which precedes the Karbanos HaNesim in Parshas Naso, and the Hadlakas HaMenorah, which follows it, the beginning of Bahaloscha, is Bilfaneha Me'achareha Bechavodo Shel Aaron Shelo Nimnoi Mehem. Aaron was not one of the Balei HaKarban of the Karban HaNesiim, but what the Medrash says is that what he has endures forever. So the Birkas Kohanim, we understand, Birkas Kohanim does apply, even Shlo B'Zman HaMikdash, according to, I believe, the vast majority of poskim, Birkas Kohanim is Min HaTorah, even in the absence of Karbanos. Now, what he says about the Neiros, that's interesting. He says, well, it must be referenced to the Neiros of Chanukah's Chashmonai, because Neiros HaMenorah we don't have nowadays. It may be part of what he's driving at, what Rabban is driving at, what this Medrash is driving at, is an idea that I'll leave you with, that Rav Zsolti points out there, many Rishonim appear to raise the idea explicitly or implicitly. Baal HaMor raises this idea in the context of discussing the fact that also leishtamish la'ora, that there's such a severe issur against using the Neiros HaMenorah, Neiros of Chanukah. It seems disproportionate the way we usually treat Chefzei Mitzvah. There's a Rosh quotes a She'iltos in terms of how you dispose of the leftover oil after Chanukah. Also, a disproportionate, the Rosh quotes from the She'iltos, you're not allowed to use it for anything. You can't use it for a secular lamp, you can't use it for salad dressing or for baking or cooking. You have to destroy it. Can't be used for anything else. Also, seems disproportionate compared to even mitzvahs daraisa, like Sukkah Mulav. You can eat your esrog after Sukkot, but you can't drink the oil after Chanukah. And so on and so forth. So Rav Zsolti points to Rashi in Masechta Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, who seems to understand that Ner Chanukah was not part of the original Takana of Chanukah. The original Takana of Chanukah was Halal V'Hodah, which Rashi understands to mean saying Halal and saying Al Nisim. Where is Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah apparently came later. That's the suggestion that he and others make. The Ner Chanukah was a later Takana as part of Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana, the Achar Churban Bayis Sheni, to make a Zecher L'Mikdash. So there already was an element of Persume Nisa, but Persume Nisa wasn't expressed via Neros until it was paired L'Achar Churban with a second consideration, which is Zecher L'Mikdash. And our Neros express both Persume Nisa and Zecher L'Mikdash. And that, I believe, is being captured by this Ramban as well. How is Ner Chanukah Merumas here? We're not talking about Ner Chanukah. We're talking about the Hadlakas Haneris of the menorah in the Mikdash. That's very clear in the Psukim. So they're both mitzvahs of Hadlakas Neros. We often refer to the Neros Chanukah as a menorah, but how is that Merumas in the Psukim? I think if you understand the Ramban and these Midrashim are aligned with the approach we mentioned before of Rashi and the Bahamar and the Shiltas and so forth, that the Ner Chanukah are an extension, a continuation of the Menorah Shel Mikdash. Not only that we're remembering a Nes that had happened with the Neris of the Mikdash, but that we are, much as our Lechem Apanim, according to the Zohar, is a Zecher LeMikdash to the our Shabbos Dekechala, our Lechem Mishnah, according to Zohar, Zeichel Mikdash to Lechem upon him, and our lulav of Chol Moed, the Gemara says, Zeichel Mikdash to lulav Chol Moed in Mikdash. Smach l'fnei Hashem l'keichem shivas yamin. If the Neros of Chanukah, 8 days, 8 nights a year, are a Zeichel Mikdash to the Hadlakas HaMenorah and Beis HaMikdash, took place every night of the year. So that mitzvah, Karbano, there is no general Zeichel Mikdash to Karbanos. Maybe tefillah in the broad sense. It's not a personal karbanos, but hadlakas hamenorah is something that has an ongoing perennial zeichel mikdash. And when we light neros Chanukah mitzvah 5 tonight, we're being mefarsim the nes that occurred at one point in time, and we're also reconnecting to the avodas hakohanim in beis hamikdash, which we hope and pray will be restored very soon. Thank you so much for joining. Afreilichen, Alichtigen Chanukah.